Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here again. And, boy, today's Monday again. I guess it comes once a week. I just got through saying it was Monday a couple days ago. Time's flying. So today's date is August 27th, 2012. So let's do a clearing for everybody. And we can do one for maybe anxiety, if you like. Here we go. So think of a anxiety that maybe bothered you or happened to you or you got connected into some way. And naturally, maybe after the anxiety, something else could have happened. But we'll see what somebody puts on the fast chat if they need a second clearing after anxiety. Here we go. Think of that one issue that you had experienced. Here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, oh boy, and five, and again, more anxiety being released. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so we'll see if we need to do a second follow-up on something that might go off of the anxiety, maybe. I'll do one for fear. That's always a big one for some people. So fear of something. Here we go. Think of your favorite fear. So one, two, three, four, oh boy, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And a lot of people like to have the light being up on the screen, so you could just go to the BBS page and scroll down about halfway, and you have the light being up, and that can be up during your session. And you can also click on the button that says the fast chat. There's arrows moving next to it if you wish to talk to people on the fast chat or maybe give us a question. So I'll see if Kathy's out there tonight. And the movie that I saw previews of was Resident Evil. Retribution, I guess. So, anyway, that should be an interesting movie for us to watch if you're into it'll be coming out. So it is kind of scary. And remember, that could be what's coming down the pike next. So, you see the previews on that and you get an idea of what we're talking about. I just saw it one time at the theater. Okay, Kathy, are you there?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. And happy Monday, everybody. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on BBS Radio. We're on Station 1. And your participation is welcome through either the fast chat that's on the BBS 1 page or through phone if you'd like to call in. The numbers are posted there. There's a toll-free number and some long-distance numbers for out of the country. And, Ron, there's some comment here in the fast chat regarding last Sunday, which was just yesterday, from Tyson. He wants to thank you for the participation on the 8-hour intensive and says that he's doing much better. So could you tell us a little bit about that? Yesterday was the last day, wasn't it, the month of August? Go ahead, Ron. We can't hear you.
Yeah, we did our alien life form removal and, you know, the bodies getting out of us, the little critters. So that was quite interesting. And I think I heard a beep. So maybe we have a caller already.
Did. Oh, great.
Yes.
If there's a caller,
this is,
go ahead.
Arjan from the Netherlands.
Oh, Arjan.
Hello?
Hi, Arjan.
Hi, Arjan.
Hello. Hello. I did also a few days earlier some clearing alien parasitic life forms, and it did concern the alien critters. And I could actually feel a lot of pressure during this this healing. I actually also do a timeline crash, because if it's in there, the spirit's going to leave, and where it's going to end. So it stays in duality. So I do timeline crashes as well. When I do an alien race attack, what I also do is also a timeline crash for it, because some particular attacks can also have a concern a clone or something like it. So it's useful to do a timeline crash for it.
That's good.
But also concerns with the recording, planetary recording, moon recording, controls the physical body and spirit. The timeline crashes for the satellites, satellite timeline crash, and gray skies concerns more the issue that they are controlling with. And the recording from the people can also concern, what can I say, dark side transmissions, like fear. People can also, in the family, they can also send fear to you. They can also do it. That's what I've been experiencing 2 years ago, where the people in my family allowing to send fear to me via cords. And these cords can also generational, very long time ago, maybe 500 years, something like. So maybe you have comments, Ron?
Yeah, wow. Yeah, I can see where they could do that. And let's do a timeline crash then for energetic cords dealing with fear. Going back, we'll go back 600 years on your birthday that you have now. So another way of stating this to you is that if your ancestors, remember, there'd probably be quite a few ancestors if we go back, and we have all those ancestors from now going back on your birthday. Remember, you have your parents and grandparents. We're going to do all these at once here. So we'll go back to, about 600 years ago, and we'll just see how this works out. I don't know how many generations that's going to be. I would, probably guess I'd say probably 10 generations or so. So let's just give this a try. So we're going to pick your birth date. If they're living, we'll see what kind of fear comes up in their life that's passed on to you on your birthday that you have right now. So remember, it could be going through about 10 generations at once here. So let's just be anything to experience or some kind of fear. Here we go. 1, 2, oh, wow, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, this is your ancestors' fears that they had on your current birthday for this life. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'd say we're probably going back maybe 10 to probably maybe 14 to 16 generations. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, just see how you feel. Maybe you have a glimpse of a fear that they've experienced that was passed on to you, and you weren't even thinking about that fear, and it might just happen to show up as we're clearing this here. And we'll do a space-time crash in case, for some reason, you got scared out of your body from fear, and you never came back, or they never came back, too. So this will be interesting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. Okay, Arjun, how do you feel? You still on the line?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I have another question. In this particular period, it is sometimes very hot. It is dry. There are no clouds. And now we have rainy weather. It's much, much colder. And, yeah, we have clouds. So why is it... why are not the clouds actually on these hot days? Why is it actually? Are these coming from those aliens?
Well, so what you're saying is you're actually coming into winter months when it should be a little better weather, huh? Is that what you're saying? It's like arriving earlier?
Yeah, it's always the same pattern here in the summer.
And now you're having... kind of the same pattern, but it's is it looking like winter then, sort of, or did I just feed into that?
No, it is like we have one day. Well, it's like 30 degrees Celsius. It's up to 35 degrees Celsius, and now it's below 20 degrees Celsius.
Hmm.
It's much colder right now, and there are clouds coming in, and there is rain, and there is, yeah, thunderstorm a little bit.
Okay, so it sounds like your weather patterns are kind of getting goofy. So let's do a timeline.
Oh, yes.
Let's do a timeline crash for that and just see if we can bring in the current timeline. Here we go. Also, what could happen is, kind of reading into this a little bit here, is maybe some people are thinking that, wow, something strange is happening, and they're actually bringing in an altered timeline to the reality where everybody else is living over there in the Netherlands, and that's bringing forth weird weather patterns, and they're doing the self-fulfilling prophecy by bringing in strange weather. So... let's do a timeline crash here. This will work for everybody else. So if you do have strange weather you're listening, everybody, then we'll see if we can bring that back into a reality of normal weather. Here we go. Timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, just curious, have you tried and done the Earth Protection Timeline crash? Because that might be the way that they're interfering with the Earth energy here. Maybe that might even help out.
Yes. Those clouds are more, faster taken away here.
Oh, good.
It's more dynamic.
Good.
Yeah. And what I did see is actually, when you see the clouds, look through the clouds, and then I actually saw behind... some curvy patterns. I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
It's very curvy. It's like very organic. It looks like a cloth, something
Uh-oh.
Like it.
You might be seeing the
yeah.
canvas that they print stuff on. Great.
Maybe some light beings. Maybe.
Hmm.
Could be.
Yeah, that's possible. They could be behind there helping out. Getting rid of this. Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for calling.
Anything
else you want to add?
One question.
Okay.
Yeah. When people go to church, they're going to do the prayers. They create a vortex with those aliens, right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. They bring them right into the church.
Okay. Okay. Is it possible to do a timeline crash to destroy the vortex from those people to those aliens?
Boy, it might be a lot of work because there may be a lot of vortex. You know, if you did one church, it'd probably be pretty simple, but to do a lot of them, you're looking at different alien races. But, yeah, I think I would start at the church closest to your house and do that one and then kind of move out a little bit. At least that way you know what you're doing.
Okay.
And yes, and then also
well, I will try
that vortex is hooked up to all the church members, so then it goes everywhere. So I'd probably do a timeline crash on the steeple. That might be a big thing to do. That might be the receiving antenna.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
okay,
thank you for calling, Arjun.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Arjun.
Okay, Kathy.
Well, we have a lot of comments about the weather. People who were commenting about the weather in their area probably had their questions answered through what Arjan just shared about the weather where he is in the Netherlands, how he did the Earth timeline crashes, and Ron, you just did timeline crashes for bringing normal weather. So hopefully that will help because a lot of people are experiencing unusual weather where they are. And now, Ron, when you did those timeline crashes, people might be wondering if they can do those themselves on their own timeline crash for their particular area. Say, for example, can they timeline crash the hurricane to go away or the weird-looking clouds?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they can do that, yes. Uh-huh. So, yeah, that's why the timeline crash is up there, to work with your emotions and physical things. And the timeline crash, too, you just put in maybe weather patterns or clouds, and it will pertain to probably your own area. I don't know if it will go much, you know, I'm not sure if it will go across the United States or not. You might try that, but just not sure.
Okay, I hear we have a caller, but Ron, before we take the call, can we do a quick timeline crash for Janice? She's been waiting since the beginning of the program. Apparently there's been a death in the family of a horse, and so can we have a timeline crash for grief, please?
Sure, here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, we'll see if that helps here.
Thank you so much. And now we have a caller. Hi, caller. Do you have a question for Ron? If so, please go ahead.
Hi, this is Ed.
Oh, hi, Ed.
Hello. I had a dream the other night, and there was an interesting aspect to it, because dreams are supposed to be where the aliens put us on timelines and then withdraw our spiritual energy from us as we act out in the dream. But in this dream, I was aware of being, like, standing there, but then I was aware of coming up, I don't know how to say it, but coming up out of the back of my head so that my awareness was right above my head. And as I looked at the head, I noticed it was thick red hair, but it was completely bald in the center. So it's just like this, you know, this rug around the edges. And that is, I don't have red hair, although that's in my lineage. Like when I grew a beard, it would come in red, but it
like,
wasn't me yet. In the dream,
like
I was
the
a clown? Say again?
Was it like Bozo the clown, kind of, you know, with the hair?
Yeah.
Remember Bozo?
Yeah, same shape.
Okay.
Yep, that same shape. And it had little, like, pieces of white hair around the edge of it. So it was like, I don't know, it was like an older person, but it wasn't. But the strange part of it was in the dream, I knew that this was my hair. Now, it's not my hair. I don't have that color hair, and I'm not bald. But I'm wondering, when they put us on these timelines and do this to us, Are they trying to put us into situations so that we'll believe them, put them in our subconscious, come back here and manifest them?
Yeah, they can do that. Especially fears. So, yeah, that's kind of what I think what's happening with Arjun in the Netherlands. People were probably seeing the weather being kind of weird, and that would bring in more parallel timelines to enforce and validate that the weather is weird. So, yeah, I think your question is very similar to his. So, yeah, they can do that to make you change your thinking. You know, it'd be much like if you're, you're living your life normally and you go for a drive in the car or something, and then all of a sudden you see a bunch of people on crutches, and then you go, wow, you know, and the next day you see people on crutches. Well, then that means that they're probably trying to bring you into a timeline of having a crutch too. So you need to realize that that's getting close to your doorstep, so you better change your reality and not go on that timeline. So, yeah, they're probably showing you that you could possibly have your genetics with a bald head.
Okay, because they were trying to, it's like part of me was accepting it as, oh, this is me. Another part of it's going, wait a minute, this isn't me at all. Who is this? Who's trying to make me be this? So I have like this internal conflict going on. And then I thought about it afterwards, and I thought about how the past month or two, a couple times, they've tried to make me gay. Like, it's I'm on a timeline and somebody will be coming on to me or something, and I'm not that way. And yet, here in the dream, it's like trying to make me feel like I am that way, and I should act that way. Like, I remember at one point I was in the dream, I woke myself up immediately, but I was in a bed saying to some guy, well, you know, I've never done this before. And I wake up and I'm going, what? You know, why are they trying to make me into somebody else? I mean, what are they getting out of making me into somebody else? Do they want me to have a shocked reaction so they can harvest that? I mean, what are they doing?
Yeah, well, that, and it could be real on those timelines, so. You better
okay,
get a
can we crash those timelines?
Anyway, yeah. I think you kind of nailed it there. You know, so that's kind of what they're doing. Both things, trying to bring you into a timeline that you're probably living on, and bringing it into here to see if they can change your perception of life.
Okay, so the object being gain more control any way they can, because it's like some of the things they're trying to do to me are outrageous to this end. You know, they're just like, wait a minute, I'm not bald. I don't have red hair.
Yeah.
What am I doing in bed with a guy? It's like, what?
Yeah.
You know, and you'd think they'd be smart enough to know that. That's what's so odd about it, is if I'm running the dream machine and I'm the technician trying to get this Earth human to do my bidding, why would I be proposing such asinine things for him to do that obviously he's going to catch me doing it?
Well, they're having fun.
To see what they can get away with, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably what it is, having fun.
Okay. Well, can we crash those timelines I mentioned?
Yeah, here we go. So one, two, and this will work for everybody else, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, Ed, there you go.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, Ed. Ron, while Ed was speaking, we were connected with our sponsor today. We just now able to announce that one of our longtime listeners, Elizabeth, is sponsoring the show. And I think she's on the phone right now and would like to share with you some things. Now, I heard a call, so Ron, I'll let you handle this. I know Elizabeth's there.
Well, let's bring Liz on for a moment here, and then we'll get the caller.
Hey, caller.
Is the caller long distance or anything?
No, the caller you know is married.
Okay. Okay, we'll put Liz on for a few, and then we'll have the caller come on.
Sounds good. Okay,
hi, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth,
you out there?
Hi, guys. I hope I'm out here.
Thanks a lot for holding.
Oh, no problem.
Thank you for sponsoring,
really cool
too.
Show. It's great that we're getting all these callers.
Yes, it is. Is there anything on your mind particular to discuss with Ron today, Elizabeth?
Well, I had a whole list of things, but I was actually listening to what Arjun was saying about the weather and what Ed was saying about dreams. And, the weather has been very strange. We actually lost our house in a flood last September. And we've been living up in the mountains in, like, a FEMA community, which is kind of weird. And I can talk more about that later if there's time. But one thing I've noticed being up here in the mountains is that the clouds have been really, really odd. And, like, a couple of weeks ago, it just seems like there's more sort of extreme weather changes, and it seems to change really quickly. A couple of weeks ago, there was this, like, almost, like, tornado-strength winds, and the whole sky was just really, really black, like blacker than I've ever seen it. And it seems like they sort of shift and change with like a very sort of swift quickness. And I live in Pennsylvania, so in like northeastern Pennsylvania. So it's very weird to see like clouds and winds like that up in the mountains, which are usually kind of like spared from sort of like strong gusty winds.
So did the people change? What kind of altitude are you?
It's not that high. It's not like being in the Rockies. There's no like baking adjustments that you have to make or anything. So I would say like maybe 1500 foot elevation.
Okay, that's not too bad. Okay.
At the most, yeah. I mean, it's not that. It's just kind of like we're right on a river, and so there's like cliffs and mountains that are sort of around the river. But it just seems like the more and more people are sort of, like he was saying, being affected by the weather, or kind of like expecting bad things to come because so many like sort of natural disasters have happened within the past like year or so. Like we had Hurricane Irene, and then we had Hurricane Lee, which just like totally devastated our area. And at one point it was like we were just sort of like going from one disaster to the next.
So it sounds like also the people's mindset there, since they went through all this trauma, they're probably not even out of that trauma, which could be drawing to them, you know?
It's really true. They just look like, a lot of them are just look like they're coming unglued. And it just seems like collectively everybody's sort of feeling this, like, desperation and just sort of helplessness, I think. And, you know, like you were saying, that tends to sort of those emotions energetically tend to perpetuate things in our physical world. So if everyone's feeling that way, it just kind of gets worse.
Well, let's see here. Think of what we could do for maybe a timeline crash, and then we'll put Larry on next here, I think. I think he's the caller, and then from there we'll turn it back over to you. So you'd probably be the last, or Larry would be the last caller, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
With your sponsoring the show. So, Larry, are you out there?
Okay, or you can hear me?
Yep, hear you good, Larry.
Okay, I just wanted to make a comment that we're talking about the weather tonight, so people are saying that the way we were taught in school is that the nine planets revolved around the sun. But now what the new scientists are saying is that the sun is a comet, and it's dragging the nine planets behind them, and it's taking us for a merry-go-round ride around the galaxy. And it's just taken, basically, that's my thought. It's we're going around the galaxy in a merry-go-round ride, around and around, and dragging the planets behind them in a vacuum. So what that would mean is that, I don't know, the Earth may have a gravitational field because we have to breathe oxygen, and I don't think there's oxygen in space, but there is in the Earth gravitational field. But then they're saying that when you shoot off a rocket and you go through the barrier to space, well, we're going to have to understand if that barrier is an oxygen to space barrier or if it's a vacuum to space barrier, and that's going to be the new thing we have to solve. It's that are we going through the oxygen barrier or are we going through the vacuum barrier to space when we hit that barrier? And I guess we're going to have to study and figure that one out because they say we hit the barrier. There could be two barriers, and I guess we're going to have to study through that one a little bit. So that was my comment, if you have any comment about that.
That does sound interesting. I don't have much of a comment, but it's a lot of good information there.
There's a central sun. Okay, so there's a central sun in the galaxy, and we're going around that central sun on a big circular merry-go-round ride, and we're tailing in the tail of the comet, the sun, in regard to the vacuum field. So it's sort of, I appreciate learning and sharing that with you. So, okay, I guess that's all I have then, Ron. I guess we're on to the next step, what that vacuum is, barrier is, and I guess we'll figure that one out pretty soon. So, okay, thank you then.
Yeah, Larry, you probably left out the word vacuum cleaner, you know, as they're sucking this out.
Yeah, I guess so. People are talking tonight about the weird weather reports. Well, we were in a vacuum, and the weather, and we're passing through the clouds, and we're going through a vacuum, and the clouds are always passing us by. So that may be a little indication there of what could be going on, too. So what they taught in the school, it may be a little different from what they said. There could be guesswork, but this could be other calculations, like the scientists are saying, they could fit into this new viewpoint. So,
yeah, so like on a merry-go-round with the stuff outside waiting to get us, huh?
Yes, that's right. Then we just go to the no wonder the reptiles are there because we're going around their planets, and they're saying, hey, here they come again on a big circle, the big merry-go-round. There's that planet Earth. We'll get them again. We'll wait until they come around to our side, and then we'll zap them again. And we're going around visiting their planets and, hello, here we are. They say, well, yeah, we'll accord you again on this side of the circle.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Okay. Thank you, Larry, for sharing.
Oh, okay.
Bye, Larry.
Okie dokie.
I think Liz is still holding. Elizabeth, you still there?
I'm still here. Very interesting tonight.
So it sounds like everybody needs to stop in Palmer clearing in your little community there, huh?
Yeah, I wish that everyone would.
How many people are living up there? I guess it's up there since you're up in the mountains itself.
Well, currently there's 11 people in the whole, FEMA park. There's 11 of us left that are still waiting to go back to our homes.
How many people were there initially?
In our town, I'm not sure. It's a small town, so I'm guessing maybe like 1,200 residents. I'm not sure.
And were they all, how many people went up to the mountains to retreat until they got relocated?
Well, it's weird because a bunch of them actually ended up going to another town. There's like three towns, I think, that still have flood survivors in them. And ours is actually, half of it is empty. There's, like, no one up here. Most of the people have already moved out.
So, just curious, what's it going to look like as it gets into the rainy season in the winter here? Is it going to be just more of a problem from houses not being...
Well, that's kind of what I've been, like, afraid of. I'm hoping it's not going to be a repeat of last year. I don't really think it will be because it was such unique weather conditions that caused the flood in the first place. But now, you know, we're hearing about the hurricanes, and I don't know if they're going to make their way up the coast like they did last year. But we're elevating our house, so we'll hopefully be out of, like, the house itself will be hopefully out of the water.
You're actually, you know, after moving that happened. Going down from the mountains and to work on your house and going back up there to stay then? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, well, the house is next to a river. So
okay.
We're going to be staying here until it's fixed, and then we'll be going back down there.
Okay.
That should probably be, like, hopefully before Christmas.
Yeah, I'm kind of, somehow you got some energy there. When you said 11 people, that kind of surprised me because it felt like you had a
Well, let me tell you what else is up there.
Maybe.
Well, okay, so I forgot to mention, I should mention this to you too. Right kind of where we are, there's another plot of land, and it's some kind of convent. And I don't know how many people live there. I try to avoid it at all costs, but it's some sort of religious sisterhood, like Catholics or some, I don't know what religion they are, but it's like right next to this trailer park. And I think that like every one of them is like praying for us, which is making everything worse.
Okay. So yeah, that's why I'm picking up all these people. I thought it was maybe emotional bodies or something there. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, they're. It's really kind of, I think there's like seriously bad energy over that way. So.
Oh, rats. Yeah. Boy, I don't know what else to, any ideas what I could do for a clearing?
Well, I was thinking like maybe is there some sort of like equivalent for a group maybe of like the 2000 years of darkness barcode clearing that you could maybe do on them or that I could run on them?
Yeah, that might work.
Or,
I want to see.
But I don't know. They're so like, I mean, they're basically committed to living this kind of like monastic lifestyle. I don't know how effective that would be.
Yeah, boy. I don't know even if the dark side practitioner would get all of them, you know?
Yeah, it's I know. I was wondering about that. I'm just hoping, like, I can deal with it until we, like, can leave here because it's, I don't know, it's a very strange energy over there. It's very heavy, and, like, I feel it every day when I'm walking around, and you kind of feel like you're in this brain fog, and I'm, you know, everybody else here does, too. So I think it probably has something to do with that religious order that's over there.
Okay, well, let's see if we can do a clearing to release part of the energy. Here we go. So what I'll do is a God clearing. So this would be like an alien clearing that are preying upon those people that are praying to the God. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Well, we'll see if that helps you somewhat.
Okay, thanks.
So any other questions you might have or comments since you're the sponsor tonight? We'll give you the floor.
Okay. Well, it's really interesting because I remember listening to a show like maybe a couple days, 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about how like it's kind of difficult to approach people about, you know, giving up praying or their church or whatever, and they get really suspicious of it. And like then they, you know, I think you were talking about someone who was like at work, and they were like, you know, maybe you don't want to show the creation light chip to your boss. And, you know, it's just kind of like, I'm never really sure how to approach people about it. Because it's like you try to tell them, oh, stop praying and everything will be fine. And they're like, oh, that's like, you know, you can't do that. So, you know, I hope that maybe this will help a little bit.
Yeah, remember, that, you know, it's very possible that those aliens that they're praying to may even come into their bodies to have this experience. It's like an emotional body,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, they could be enjoying living here, you know, in a physical body as an alien, much like a, you know, a shapeshifter, you know, or maybe a shadow
well,
body
definitely
in the background, you know?
Sure. Mm-hmm. It definitely feels like that.
Yeah.
Especially when, you know, you see how people get, like, during and after things like floods and hurricanes, and they're all like, oh, God saved us and our family's okay. And it's just like this kind of, like, just extreme emotional state. And I think that if they are in people's bodies, then they're really just kind of getting a high off of all of this, like, fluctuations in emotions. And, you know, just like what my mom has gone through, like on a daily basis, just dealing with all these bureaucratic government agencies and, you know, all these contractors and government people and towns people. And it's just like everyone's sort of in this, you know, cluster, and the energy is sort of so, you know, strong that I wouldn't be surprised if there is something there just sort of like attaching to that and taking life force and energy from it. That's what it feels like to me.
Uh-huh. Let's do one of those clearings here, like a special clearing. And
mm-hmm.
we'll do like a vortex clearing here. I'm not sure we have that exactly on the website. I know we have a planet and star vortex clearing, I believe. But let's do that and just see if that tends to take away some of the stuff, too. You can see how it feels. Are you there on the land now, or are you elsewhere?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Are you on the land now, or are you somewhere else?
Well, I'm not on the land that was flooded, but I am on the land that's near
the convent or whatever?
The convent, yeah.
Okay. So here we go. I'm going to do a vortex release here. So one, and also maybe a Stargate release here, if that's appropriate. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, Liz, we'll see if that does anything. Did you sense any energy changes during these few clearings? Or?
Yeah, thank you. That last one felt pretty good. I guess it was a Stargate release?
Yes, uh-huh.
Or the vortex clearing, I guess?
Yeah, your voice sounds a little clearer. What do you think,
oh,
Kathy?
Good.
Yes, it does. How about in her own immediate area, Ron, where she is?
Okay, that'd be like a space clearing then. So we'll do a space clearing. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so another question for you, Elizabeth. You had flooding from the river, is that correct, that destroyed part of your house or whatever?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so what you may want to do then is, remember we did that dog bite clearing a long time ago. It was on the website there. So kind mm-hmm. of looking at that, what you probably have in your house or with your house is the water energy. So that water
yeah.
energy is probably still connected to your house. And the water
is absolutely flowing that way, yeah.
Yeah, it could make a lot of unrest, I would think, because water is always moving. So you may want to do a clearing. We can do that now for you. So we're going to do a clearing to release the water energy that came into the land where your house is, okay? So
okay.
here we go. One, two, and you probably want to do some timeline crashes on this, too, because I'm sure that would probably cause a lot of anxiety for, you know, years and years with your house being there. So here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, and what would I – okay.
Yeah, what I do is a timeline crash for the water energy, you know, around your house or in your house or whatever, because
okay.
you need to move the energy over or get rid of it. And so that could always be
mm-hmm.
on a timeline to cause disruptions in your energy field as the water comes and goes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just as if you're in the water yourself and a big wave comes and hits you or something, that would always be there energetically, throwing you out of sort, you know? So here we go. We'll do a clearing to get rid of that water energy. Then I do a bunch of timeline crashes on that. To make sure that it's
okay,
released
sounds good.
From them. So here we go. One, two, and you might even feel it leave you because if you've been to your house, it's probably attached to you too. So here we go.
Yeah,
one.
We were just there today.
Okay, so we'll see if the people that are there and yourself feel better. One, because that would be a definite trauma instantly. One, two,
mm-hmm.
three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, it's pretty strong. One,
mm-hmm.
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. What we'll do, too, is I'll do one more for you. Since the water typically caused death of plants and animals, and that may have run through your house too, we'll release
mm-hmm.
that energy. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, how do you feel, Elizabeth?
I feel much better.
Yeah, even your voice is a little softer.
Yeah, it's the last few clearings, the disconnecting from the energy associated with the water from the flood and the deaths of the plants and animals, those two really seem to help. One thought crossed my mind while you were doing that is maybe towards, I guess we don't have that much time left, but I was thinking, is there like a water charging that would be sort of like maybe a peaceful water instead of one that causes death and destruction, like for drinking.
Yeah, let's see how we can look at that here. Let's take away that slightly different, but let's take away the energy of your land being traumatized by the water invading it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, that's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so what I did is clear the energy probably from the water to your house and around your house. I don't know how far out that actually went, but if you have, you know, a lot of land mass where your house is, what you might do is probably just maybe walk it off, or we'll just say put some stakes in the ground around your house where the border lines would be, and maybe do a space time clearing and a... just a space clearing would probably work so that it will work in those boundaries, okay? I don't know how much land you have, but maybe I didn't clear off your driveway, you know, or something, you know, and you may want to do that too. So that's kind of what I'm suggesting is maybe, you know, put some stakes in the ground, you know, where about your boundary lines are so that you can clear off all that air energy where you are.
Okay. Because that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing that I thought of is maybe a clearing for the fear of the disaster coming back or returning, like another flood or another disaster.
Oh, okay. That would, that would be considered, I would think, a timeline clearing.
Because, a timeline issue. Okay.
Yeah, because they could copy and paste that onto that area, and then it could happen again. So that might take a lot of homework on your part to do some timeline crashes, because the people there might be also drawing it there. So that could be kind of a rough one, I think. At least a lot of time to do that anyway. You know, if you got 100 neighbors and they're all in fear, you know, along that area, then they could be drawing the timeline to them, and they can copy and paste the old timeline into the current timeline, and it could happen over again.
Yeah, that's true. And I was just thinking, like, if I'm crashing these timelines and none of them are crashing the timelines, or they're just continually, like, thinking and living in fear,
as you're crashing the timeline, they won't have anything to connect to.
They won't. Okay.
Right. So you may have to do maybe 1,000 timeline crashes on it to get rid of that stuff.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure they can probably
hire
a new timeline, but basically, you know, get rid of the old ones first. And you may want to do the dates of those timelines.
Well, yeah, because there may be like some ancient energetic vein that's running through this river. Because, I mean, I found fossils there that are, you know, probably Paleolithic and, you know, really old, like millions of years old there.
Oh, you might want to work on that also, taking the trauma out of those animals that died that maybe got killed through, you know, a flood.
The Ice Age or whenever they came
to your location or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this would be like a scientific project you're on.
I know. Just this one project could take up the whole year.
Yeah, it might make a big difference.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that even just these few clearings that you did tonight, just how important the environment is for, you know, to have that energy cleared around you, because that affects everything else, really, like all these negative things you don't even really think about. You're just like, oh, I'm feeling crappy today, but you really stop to think about why, then you could probably come up with all of these potential answers.
Yeah. Well, this is great. I guess it's great because we're discovering things, and I'm sure all the listeners are feeling good, too, because they can see how things, one thing could affect the next, you know, and not, and like you said, you could feel crappy and not know why, and just because the timeline got placed on you,
mm-hmm.
to the timeline, and you may feel much better. Very interesting. That's why
mm-hmm.
if you watch the news
yeah.
and you see a disaster, you're in that timeline. Man, get the heck out of it, you know?
Yeah. Or I think, like, sometimes you could inadvertently stumble into a timeline, you know, like we had to relocate, so I'm sure there are different timelines running through these mountains than there are, you know, down in the river valley.
Yeah, yeah. What's the name of the river? Maybe some people may want to do some timeline crashes on your behalf, too, possibly, if they have a little bit of extra
yeah.
time.
I just typed into the fast chat. It says Susquehanna River.
Okay. Well,
but
very
yeah, thank you.
Show.
That's a great
okay,
suggestion.
Well, thank you for calling, I guess, and we're our time's about over.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. So thank you
for
calling
so
and being a sponsor today, Elizabeth.
Okay, you're very welcome, and thank you for all of the clearings and healings. I really do feel much better.
Great. Okay, so I guess we'll have to sign off. So I guess I'll say thank you, Kathy, and tomorrow is our special decording call. And then we have a program coming up in an hour, a three-hour, another radio program. So you can go to the website and check that out on the kind of top right little ways down. So we'll see you later, everybody. And we'll also, you know, we'll be on TalkStream Live. If you want to click on and vote for me, too, that'd be wonderful. So see you later, everyone. Thank you. Blessings.